This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Listen, Race Wars, we're back in the building. Oh my God.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't have any headphones. Somehow everyone got headphones in there, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, cold there, Kurt.
I didn't even know we started.
Oh, we are. We on. Dante's here. Look, Dante's in the building.
What's up?
Dante Nero.
Race Wars.
Yes. What's the name of the podcast again, Dante?
What, mine?
Yeah.
Beige Phillip.
That's right, Beige Phillip.
You're getting ready to say Beige Hitch, right?
I was going to say Beige Hitch. Because you always...
Why was it called Black Phillip and then Beige Phillip?
Because Patrice, Anthony Cumia, who just was on Race Wars.
He's on a bonus episode on Patreon.com.
He was on... Patrice was on... On Opie Anthony,
right.
And they said you should have your own show. You're like the Black Dr. Phil,
right.
And then Patrice said, "No, I'm Black Phillip."
Right,
and that's what it was. And
but
then,
why Phillip? Is that like
because it's a knockoff of Phil?
Is it like an equivalent of doctor to him? If you say
the full name?
Is that like
Phillip?
A medical degree.
Yeah, can I have my headphones up a little bit?
Well, because you did get
turn it. The volume's right on the side there.
It was Black.
You,
on a,
right.
It was Black Phillip, and then I'm not really black. I'm kind of beige.
Didn't realize you were black until many years.
You could have been a khaki. You could have been a khaki Phillip.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Patrice didn't know I was black. I was like, I'm black. He was like, you black, motherfucker?
Yeah.
We
thought you were Dominican. I thought you were Dominican Phillip this whole time. Where's Puerto Rico?
Que loco, loco.
I wouldn't even say Dominican. It's a little too dark for you still.
Yeah.
I'd say Argentinian Phillip.
I would say something like Panamanian.
Panamanian's darker than Dominican.
But some are like tannish.
Nah, not really.
What about, what then? The nigga Tonga?
Maybe you could go
what are we, Tonganese?
Tongan Phillip is here.
Yeah. That's South Pacific.
New Zealand. New Zealand.
South Pacific Phillip.
Fijian.
I had a nice little jump off from Tonga when I was in college.
Really?
Mm, she was sweet.
I know.
Can you stop distracting Maori Phillip?
They're either really high or they're like football players.
Yeah. All her brothers. She had eight brothers and they were thick.
They were like
Pacific Islanders?
Yeah, Tonga.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because I went to school in Maryland, so in D.C. you had a whole bunch of international shit going on.
Oh, but if you go,
is there like a Fiji kind of community or something?
No, it's just you just got a lot of international flavors in D.C.
You know where there's a bunch? You know where you find a bunch of Fijians?
Wake up, Karen.
What?
In Anchorage, or a lot of Samoans and
really?
Pacific Islanders.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you get money for having people, they want to populate Alaska, so you get money.
Oh, you get money to go there.
Yeah, that money. Yeah, so... Also, the only thing, the only time I've ever seen this anywhere in America, they had signs that said no Pacific Islanders or no Samoans allowed on bars.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Because
they get drunk and fight?
Yeah, they can't drink really, but their whole family will show up.
And fight everybody.
No, each other. They all show up and get drunk, fight each other like human wrecking balls.
And wreck the whole bar.
And then they
just
make
like regular
up,
black people.
Yeah, nobody calls. They don't call the cops on each other. They all make up and go home. And then everything
that
is
sound like my family reunion.
One thing I love about Race Wars is it teaches me new ways to be racist against people. I had no idea about how.
That's
to
Alaska
be
style. Well, yeah. I go. Are they allowed to do it? Goes. Hey, nobody. It's like a thing. It's not legal, but I guess everybody.
Yeah,
like,
it's not legal to say we don't serve a certain kind
even
of person.
Even the Samoans like I get it.
They were like, yeah, we're gonna fuck things up.
I mean, even if you're not Samoan, it's pretty violent there. But not guns. Everybody's got guns, but
they don't
really get
them.
Shot.
It's, right.
Yeah.
And when you see the shit that does happen, you're like, oh, I would rather be shot.
Like
some guy had like a bottle lodged in his head. It's always
like a fish hook, like a ice tongue.
And I know what you did last summer, Tom. I was doing Chilkoot Charlie's, which is like, it's kind of cool, the bar. It's like a five rooms in it.
Okay.
And one of them's on a slant because there had been an earthquake and they like recreated it.
Okay.
And Doug Stanhope's buddy is the bartender there. This guy Mike.
Already sounds great.
Yeah, that guy Mike is the best guy. And so I would just hang out in that bar because he's just like a fun... He's a guy who did comedy, but I guess he got fed up with how stupid people are there. So now he just serves some drinks. And, so the fights that I saw, it was unbelievable. It was all night long, guys who look like Fred Durst. circa 19, the height of Fred Durst.
Right.
Same beard and hat.
Hat backwards.
Right. They could come up to each other and be like, "You got a problem, my brother?" And then that would just go on like that until everyone's brother.
I love
brother,
ignorant white shit like that.
Until everyone's brother had fought. And just the injuries were so like Gangs of New York grotesque.
Really?
Yeah, because they're not shooting each other. They're using like implements. They switched to plastic cups while I was there. That was the first night of no more glass bottles.
So they went to solo cups like it's
people
all college?
People were so outraged that they had to take solo cups and not bottles. Yeah.
To each other's heads.
They did but that I'm in, angry now.
They did that. They do that in Flatbush in Jamaican parties.
Oh, they take the bottles away.
You can't take no bottles.
Jamaicans love like dancing with a Heineken bottle.
They hit you with a Heineken bottle.
And they don't do it how you think from this holding the
they
stem.
They love dancing like, with a Heineken bottle.
Because they've learned that you can hurt yourself. They hold it at the powerful base and whack you with the tip.
Oof.
Yeah.
You seem happy to know that information.
Yeah, this is useful.
Oh, yeah. I teach rape safe course. Grab your Heineken bottle.
Speaking of people getting hit in the head with bottles, Aaron went down to some protests, Trump protests today.
Yeah.
Did you get hit? Who punched
somebody
you
somebody wanted to hit
I know. You'd think that I would have. No, it was just like, so Trump made those comments about grabbing pussy.
And he did.
And the protest today was about, I think I want to, there was a lot of people there. It was really crowded in the cops.
Psychopaths.
It was funny. It was like people that showed up and then people in costumes and it was sort of cartoonish. I was like saying earlier, at this point in the election, it's sort of like so many different groups of people are offended by or have been pissed off by Donald Trump.
Right.
That like when there are all these women protesting, you got all these signs, they're in costumes. It almost seemed like a celebration of how like fuck this guy.
Right.
And then like there was and they had all these signs, and there was a woman dressed up like a vagina, and there was
a big pussy.
Oh my God.
Big pussy from The Sopranos was there.
Yeah, big pussy from The Sopranos was there.
That sounds like the call me cunt joke that I used.
Yeah,
I'm Catherine. Call me cunt. Look at that.
Well, there was a lot of coarse language, my stars.
People screaming it out down there.
Yeah, I'm just surprised they were brave enough to come out against Trump here in New York.
I know.
Red state stronghold.
I know. It was extremely brave. But it was, there was like bus drivers driving by honking their horns and like, thumbs up. And
what are they saying? Show me your tits, though. I know the bus drivers in New York.
No, there was a topless woman there. And nobody did anything or said. It was like the most.
It's been legal for years.
I know. Yeah.
It's always been legal.
She just like didn't. She had stuff written on her torso, and it was like, it was.
Was the body worth seeing though? Was it worth seeing the topless? Or was it a mess?
Are you saying your tits were bad? You didn't know what the message said. Her tits sucked that bad.
She had to pull her stomach up to get the second sentence.
My instinct.
Hey, Tommy.
My instinct was just to not look at her. Her body, just because it was like, I just didn't want to be rude.
Was it gross though?
Well,
or was it nice?
It doesn't matter if it was gross or nice.
It does matter if it's gross or nice.
Of course it matters.
I didn't look.
It was a mess. That's what it was. It was a fucking mess. Political
I didn't
mess.
Look.
At the mess or the I missed it because I was
nothing
trying
to
body.
Well, I'm not going to.
The mega check.
Anyway, so this protest was pretty big. Like the cops were like.
There's no way you didn't have an opinion on that.
Yeah. not until I have like three more of these.
Fetch Aaron some drinks.
The cops, what the cops do?
I don't know. The cops were fine. They were just kind of like trying to keep people in order. And there was some counter protesting Trump guys. That were there. There was like, all sort of seemed.
Well, did y'all have a pussy pit? Is that what you were saying? They was calling a pussy pit.
Well, it was like no. It was like
someone dressed like a big dick, and then you tried to ram it into the vagina.
Nobody was dressed like it. Most people in New York go out of their houses dressed like dicks every day. To be fair.
Oh, come on! Leave the cops out of this.
Blue
Lives Matter.
There were some like counter protester, like pro Trump people, but they all seemed like kind of off, like. Just like
the Trump guys. Like,
it was like she had like there was a woman there who had makeup that was just like she put it on like a quarter of an inch off of where her features were.
Right.
So
her
lipstick was sort of like just a little. And
New York spinster. That's the future of all professional women.
I cannot wait to put my mascara like a half an inch below my lower lid.
That's how girls usually leave my place. Disheveled and
used. Walking around telling people stories about Joe Franklin.
Yeah. Well, there was also a guy there who was like a counter protester, and he was the most aggressive one. And he was just walking through where the main protest was happening,
right.
And saying like, "You guys smell like garlic. Oh, smells like garlic," and being very dramatic.
Talk about that pussy jokes, right?
What he was trying to do was make a joke about our pussy smelling bad. I was just there. Media.
Garlic is delicious.
Well,
though.
And also like,
not when it comes from
pussies,
a vagina.
Pussies don't. No. Pussies don't smell like garlic. They don't smell like garlic at all. Like I
They're not. They shouldn't. No.
What if it's a Dracula girl?
Did he hand out wedges of lemon to every woman there?
Sexy ass Dracula girl.
Yeah, I guess what he thinks is a pussy is like a nice like pasta.
Okay. Was he a gay dude?
Aaron, no. You're burying the lead here. What race was he?
Okay, white dude.
He was beige.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No. I know. That, you said that the garlic nothing. Thing. That means sounded nothing. Some weird like. Brown guy who's a weird nerd thing to say. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like saying it smells like sulfur when George W. came around.
I talked to
Oh, God. That's the Hugo Chavez.
Yes,
but that sounded, that didn't, I don't see you did like an accent. So I'm like, that must be somebody.
I couldn't.
Spanish?
Garlic vagina sounds tasty. I don't know.
Dante.
No.
Every single one of you would be on board with a garlic pussy. Vagina. Don't lie. At least he's honest.
A garlic pussy.
I should be. Yeah, you would always. Karen. You would all be on board. A
would
garlic
I do it? Yes. Do
that's
I look forward to it? No.
Okay. That's
but
also
she's
a
here
lie.
Now.
Listen.
Okay. When you guys were
I've had
kids.
Experience with garlic poison.
Garlic and like garlic
I don't
and butter.
Get into it.
No.
Garlic and butter? No.
The pussy's a spice rack. Let's move.
I don't want your body smelling like any kind of food.
Coriander and lemon.
Coriander and lemon.
Strawberries, maybe. Something fruity.
Verbena.
But not something savory. Yeah. I want some savory bitch.
As long as it's not like it's certain things in the context smell better, like onion soup, which is awful, but a onion, I mean, it's delicious.
Right?
I'm
but
gay.
But a pussy smelling like onion soup, not good.
No. So right. Why would garlic? Garlic yeah, soup
you
is
thought
great.
Garlic was going to transfer
yes.
Well?
Yes. Yeah.
No. If it can't be a kind of chapstick, it's not a good pussy smell. Rule of thumb.
I think that's.
There's
I,
no
but
garlic
but you will fuck
root beer,
it.
Fine. Yeah, root beer
if
pussy,
it,
no
if
problem.
If it did smell like garlic, I would be 100% out. Like, I wouldn't just, like, do it
see?
Anyway. I would just be out.
Yes.
No, there's a fucking condition
that's
called...
That's the difference between us.
Vaginosis. And that's why it smells like
but
that.
But garlic. Don't women put nobody... garlic in their vaginas sometimes?
Why are you looking at me
stupid.
When you say
that? No, you know what I'm saying, but don't they put it in like a homeopathic... Yeah.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Yes, thing, sir, right? It does not...
Yeah, but not on your fuck days or
that's
your date
like,
night.
That's no, a real no, Yahoo Answers kind of remedy.
Yeah. That's when you're
it's
in
not going to work.
Put some crayons in.
You know, that's like... it's, yeah, it's not homie. It's not. Like doesn't care like in this case.
Craisins.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Craisin pussy.
Craisins.
I put craisins.
Like a nice cherry. A cherry
I
fucking effervescent. Craisins.
Craisins. Craisin pussy.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Delicious.
Well, I can I see
wish.
Why.
You
know, much
like
Dr. Phillip
only
beige.
You don't like a stink, like kind of a sweaty pussy every once in a while? Like
gamey?
We already had this conversation
bit.
About
no.
Summer puss.
Like after rollerblades.
Like
summer's over. No summer puss after Labor Day. Should be chilled.
Like after a breast
I
cancer
really
run.
I really missed you guys. I really missed
you
guys. It depends
on the mood I am.
I don't know how we got
sometimes
into
sometimes I want a sweaty mess.
Back like, to summer puss.
Where you gotta go,
it's like it's my tongue
the
on a battery.
Over.
I don't know if I like this.
All right.
Yeah, anyway, that guy was...
oh, the Trump protest.
That guy,
got it
I really... My theory is that he's never really been near a pussy.
That
and
was,
he was just
yeah.
like, what's a bad thing for a part of a body to smell? Like, I know, garlic.
Garlic.
Yeah, it's got to be the...
He might have ran into one girl.
How did he not hear even of, like, the fish reference before that?
Because he probably had a personal experience where it actually smelled like garlic. So now, he's going back to his personal
experience.
When
you say
Adobo
beige,
pussy,
like
or?
Beige, like a black dude, like a light black dude, or like a Greek dude,
he was brown enough that none of them said anything to him.
some people did. Yeah. Some people Hispanic. Did.
Some people weren't you, though.
They were like, well, I was a reporter. I
oh,
would
yeah,
never,
you don't want to be involved
I
in
would
the
never
news.
Just right. say, right. I would never go and be like, get the fuck out of here, you dipshit. I would never say that.
Go gonzo.
But yeah. What did people say to him? What were
they were just like, leave us alone. Like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking yeah. about?
Go to your room.
Yeah. Doesn't make much sense.
Get out of, oh, one of them said, get out of our, what did they say? Get out of our box. Because it was like a box area,
oh,
and they were
God.
Like,
get out of our box.
Yeah.
Nobody's vagina like smells
activists
like garlic.
I don't know what it is about activists and transvestites and their love of double entendre.
They love it. They love it.
Like, holy shit, if you speak to any, like, trans, like, honey, I'll give you something to snack on. All right. Calm it down.
I get it.
It's like when you take your seat
oh,
on the subway, please.
You mean your head hurts? What? Why are you still doing this? We're just trying to talk normally. Attell used to say that all the time. Open a window and let some of this innuendo out.
Oh, man, that yeah. sounds like a lot of fun.
One language,
that
yeah.
guy probably thought like Anchorman 2 style. Shoot, like some woman was gonna be like, "Oh my god, thank you."
No, he's trying to insult
them. You smell
them.
Like pudding.
Like you're weird enough to come out. Why bother protesting? Here's why do you bother protesting a candidate? You protest by your voting.
Like, yeah.
What?
I think the point of it was that they just wanted to be visible and loud. Mm-hmm. Like, just because I think from reporting on Trump, what I've learned and what I think has been reported on by a lot of people is that he surrounds himself by people who agree with him. That's his whole MO. And that's why he is so, like,
rich.
Confident.
Rich and successful.
That's why he can grab their pussies.
He's rich and successful because of NBC.
Aaron, what did you think about that Hillary Clinton statue that was...
I reported on it.
What did you say?
So I was really interested in...
I thought it was only... Listen, when they first came out with the Donald Trump one in Union Square, I said that they shouldn't even start this. Because somebody's going to do Hillary.
But,
and you got to do Hillary now because everybody's equal.
Okay.
It's all equal rights. No. So naked man, naked woman, who cares?
But you can't pretend that history is equal, though. Like, it's not.
No,
if this were a single. No, I'm serious. Like, there are certain ways.
You don't say.
I've never heard this before.
Because you don't seem to understand that applies.
Do tell.
You don't seem to understand that that applies to women, too.
Yeah.
Like, women have been historically denigrated for their bodies.
And sexy.
Like, yeah, but I mean, it hasn't been used the same way for men. So I would say that if it had been well executed, it might have been a good satire, but it wasn't that well executed.
Wasn't it well executed? Because that lady came out the museum and threw it to the ground.
No, because it looked too throwable.
Looks
like shit. Well,
then she left work early. You coward.
So this
it was an ugly statue.
It was really ugly, and it was poorly made. Yeah, it was, and it was poorly made. But Trump's, they made a bunch anyway. So I started looking into it. They had, like, in the news reports, the name of this artist, and I was like, you know, I wonder what other art he's made. Is he one of those right wing artists like Sabo, or, you know,
was that your article that I read?
Yes, that's mine.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I read an article about this.
Your friend Aaron wrote that article.
He's like, the name doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah. Anytime you write an article, you got to go, hey, Kurt, in the beginning, so he knows. Yeah.
Start them all with Dear Kurt.
I haven't gone on for a while on shit like that. I just haven't.
That's good. Dear Kurt.
A large protest occurred at Trump Tower today.
No, I happened to read it because I just been avoiding.
He would still be like, who's,
you know,
article
I've been avoiding
this?
Salon and shit.
But what was his other work? I want to know.
He didn't really have anything.
Oh, that's all he did?
And that was what was so sus to me. It was like, he...
Good luck getting more work out of him now that you were mean to him.
Yeah. Well,
early graffiti stuff on F Train or nothing? You couldn't find anything?
Nothing. He didn't have a Facebook page. He didn't have, like, any like shows that he'd done. Nothing.
So you think he's just a troublemaker?
I think that he maybe
a shit starter.
Yeah, I think he just wanted to get some attention, and he did it.
A rebel rouser.
Yeah,
it's probably somebody mad. It's probably somebody mad about the Trump thing. That's it. Everybody's like, no fear. You can make a naked picture of my candidate and move.
No, actually, you know what? It seemed to me, and I didn't. He didn't really give me a ton of information because his answers were sort of spacey to
you
me.
He spoke to him.
But we had a Facebook message exchange.
Oh, I didn't understand. He spoke to him.
Yeah, and he was like, I'll neither confirm or deny it. Anyway, just the way that he spoke. And this isn't something that I could put in the piece, but I just got the impression that he was maybe attacking Hillary from the left. He was maybe of a Bernie type and not like, I'm so mad about Trump.
No, that's a good... Probably.
So that was my impression. Also, like, that she had hooves and that the banker was supposed to be this evil guy, like, suckling her breasts. It was
the international
Jew. That's right. It was somebody suckling her breasts.
Yeah, yeah. It was just a head that was just, like, hanging on her boob. I don't know.
And she was making a face?
And she was just, I don't know. I guess she was...
That is a left-wing thing. That's not a right-wing thing.
Yeah, yeah. So it didn't really seem like someone was like, oh, it's all, we have to do it the other way, too. It was like, yeah, it was that. But, it was funny because it caused, like, a fracas. People were fighting.
Yeah.
Was anybody trying to defend the statue, or were they?
Well, the guy who made it was trying to defend it and pull it up, and some other people were trying to stand it back up. But that one lady was pulling at it.
Yeah.
She came out of the museum mad in her white blouse.
She didn't hate
bitch
Hillary
in a white blouse.
I wasn't clear if she was mad at Hillary or at the
And her job said she might get reprimanded now.
Her job?
Yeah, she worked at the museum that
Why
it was in front
people's
of.
Why jobs their mom and dad now? Why
but
would
she
job
did this because
her?
She was at
Why?
Work when she ran outside
oh, so
during
she
work
oh, she, oh,
and
she
tackled
out.
A statue.
And she's
a, that in her job
she works in an art museum?
This happened
yeah. at and she works in an art
I'm
museum.
The head
she's
head
not an art museum. It's not an art museum. It's the Museum of the Native American or something. The one that's right by
Billy Green. You're right not to count what they do as art.
It's not exclusively
too much turquoise.
It's a it's a craft museum. Is what you're
much fucking.
They're not artistic. The craft, you'll give them.
It's like, yeah, it's like when women make art. It's a craft.
She should have just did it on her break. Just wait.
The debate is tonight, though. The debate is tonight.
Yes.
No, was it her break?
No, I have to leave pretty soon to go watch it.
If I knew what the hell counted, like, because with art, I don't know how to judge any of it. Like a sculpture or something.
Right.
I don't know how to judge it. Where I'm like, oh, this is great or bad. Like I wouldn't even know.
It's purely like the way art people look at it. It's like, would I fuck it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck, marry,
well,
kill.
If you're educated, that's what I think if you would run and tackle it to the ground, like,
then it's good.
A reaction like that.
It's good.
But, well, the thing, I remember her saying that she's the woman in Italian, there's something about as a woman, something, something. But I remember when the Virgin Mary elephant dung.
Yeah.
Now, that maybe that's different the because Mary is a religious symbol. I don't know.
No, the dung is just means food and life because that's what they use as fertilizer. That's what they use dung.
Right, no, and it wasn't even meant, but that's the funny thing. And it wasn't meant as what people
they
put shit on your face.
Yeah, they took
that
shit, and it's not shit. It's fertilizer.
I
that
think
means
the Hillary
life
thing
and growth
was meant
and
as
food.
A different thing also.
Yeah, Giuliani fucking fucked that
shit. You know what? A video of that incident could actually be really good art. Like if somebody had like a long, like a big, like zoom out picture of the statue being put up and then somebody trying to take it down and then having an altercation and just played it on a loop. It seems like a video installation.
Yeah.
It's like
multimedia.
I didn't like when we knocked over that statue of Saddam. That's art.
Yeah, that was fun. And then they beat it with a shoe. Like knocking down a statue ain't enough. Let me beat it with my slipper.
No, you don't understand. That's
so they'll really know that I mean business.
That's like their greatest insult. Like spitting on the ground is like 1,000
I don't think it's the greatest insult. I still don't put fingers and sticks and shit in Gaddafi's ass. I think that's a bigger insult.
Yeah. That's a Libyan insult.
Did they really do that?
Wait. You separate the people.
I steer corrected. It's the greatest insult. My bad.
I don't care about those imaginary lines in the sand.
That's on me for a fucking observing these imaginary.
Stop it.
They're all one kind
of
alligator.
So what do you expect for the debate tonight, Dante? First of all, who are you voting for?
I'm going Hillary.
All right.
Yeah, I don't really have a choice.
No?
No, I mean, if you have Central Park 5 and...
Yeah, that pisses off as New Yorkers.
And what do you call it? What do you call it? Stop and frisk. You can't, as a black man, I don't understand how you could vote for Stop and Frisk and Central Park 5.
Is that the black reason?
Yeah.
Now, Central Park 5, that's like the Jackson 5, but the albums wasn't as good.
Honestly, God, dude. I
like the single.
That's my
They had no Michael. That's what they missed. They didn't have a Michael.
The main thing I had against him was that shit about
the birther shit.
No, not the birther shit. Those guys when they found him innocent, this piece of shit.
Oh, he was still saying that they're
guilty.
He didn't
say I'm sorry, I was wrong.
No, he's saying they're still guilty.
No, they're saying they're still guilty.
Yeah, no, I know. And that to me, that's like what
the fuck is wrong with you?
Right around the time I saw a fucking movie about that Lucas Bag movie, and I was watching, and I didn't know. I forgot that Trump was the guy who's like. Execute them.
He took out a one page ad. He took out a whole page.
He's like, don't tell me
they
were out. Like, he doesn't believe they were up to any good out in the park.
Right.
Well, maybe they were smoking pot even. I don't know, but like.
Yeah.
You know, he still doesn't believe they're innocent.
Because it's not good for him to believe that. It's good for him to stick with that dumbass fucking story.
Right.
That is how you make
that
America
was the
great
whole...
again, by never acknowledging anything bad about America.
Yeah, that's the where the slang wilding came from.
Yeah.
From that whole thing. That's why people,
honestly, God, people.
Son.
No,
and
I know.
And they ran with it. The media ran with it.
We talked about this years ago on Race Wars because when I used to get comics as a kid when I was 12, I remember getting a Spider-Man comic book and said the whole city goes on a wilding spree.
That was the whole thing.
And then years later, man, I found out that
what
the kid
it was from.
Just happened to say, wow. Yeah, we were wilding.
And that's it. They ran with it.
And it became
like
we're talking
thing,
about the
like
knockout
thing,
game.
Wilding. Yeah,
like a thing.
They go out
a thing.
Wilding.
They call it wilding.
It's like Wild for the Night. Remember
Negro boys go around.
Remember Wild for the Night.
Wild for
the
Night.
When a chick is wild for the night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dumb hip-hop talk.
That came from...
Hip-hop has fucked you over worse than the fucking Tuskegee.
Come on now. Hip-hop is great.
I just mean in terms of putting out a bad PR... In terms of bad PR, for some reason, every stereotype is from hip-hop from 10 to 15 years ago.
Because they'll find anything. That's what they look for.
Yeah. You know, that's
the only
good
access
point.
To black people. You know, yeah. Because hip hop's in their
point.
House with their children.
Yeah, that's a good
so
point.
So that's the only way they can.
We almost
it.
Got away from you, people.
You can't, but your children love us.
Right. It's like I did all this effort. I work.
Oh, your daughters. Oh, you know, sweet little white, sweet daughters.
Well, it's not. Deliciousness. No, their daughters are already lost. You're getting to their sons, man.
Yeah, them sweet little white boy butts.
No, but just the kids.
I'm not co-signing that.
If you think about that shit. The how hard. Remember we were laughing because I was talking about the earlier you wake up, the less you like black people.
Yes.
Based on like dad.
Why aren't they up yet?
Yeah. That's what it was like.
Let me go
like
clean the horse's stable. Yeah.
And that's why all that talk radio when it got big was always in the morning and shit. Because it'd be somebody's wife down like, yeah. I'm up at 5 a.m. working 12 hours to not live near black people. What are they doing? They're asleep.
On a long
I don't want to hear music. I want to hear someone talking. And the guy in the radio is like, black people are sleeping right now. Not even listening. I was right next to my seat. And then, no
huge,
idea.
It's a huge industry.
But yeah. Because I noticed the later I woke up, the more I like black people in my life.
You know, back in the day, there used to be plenty of sleep to go around.
Yeah. There used to be plenty of sleep.
That is
black. In the 1950s, we slept all day.
Don't even get me started on Mexicans. Like, Mexicans have 12 jobs, sir. Lazy Mexicans. How do lazy Mexicans become a stereotype?
Because anything you hate, you put lazy on it.
But how the fuck do you have a stereotype of.
It's like, how are you a lazy slave? Mexicans. You didn't even get paid
you're and
you
lazy slave.
Built the country. Black people built the country, didn't get paid for it.
Well, I mean,
and they're lazy.
They didn't
that's
like,
a, that's
but
a
they
hell
didn't,
of a business
on.
Fucking model, though.
Lazy Mexicans, plus. Model. They're taking all our jobs.
And they're picking up lettuce.
How can you be both things?
They're so lazy, they take our jobs. And then, yeah. Oh, but I mean, God. I wouldn't say black people build everything. I mean, they didn't do the planning with the architecture.
Didn't we? Christmas
sure.
addicts.
They just,
look,
sure they did the planning.
Anyone can do this part. We just didn't want to. Want someone else to do it.
What's it the name? Who was the new architect? Who was
the right,
architect
of
DC?
That's right. Used to be the Albury contractor.
What's his face?
Christmas addicts.
Was it that? No, it was addicts.
Going
it was,
with that.
They built that place in a swamp, though. Bad idea.
They built everything in a swamp.
Yeah.
Think fucking Queens
way,
is.
Have you seen Luke Cage?
Have you been to LaGuardia?
Luke Cage is.
Watch it?
I live in Harlem, so see.
It's all Washington Heights. It's not Harlem.
Yeah.
It's up my block, right by my really dumb vape shit. That's great. Where he was.
Well, the shop is on 120th Street.
Yeah,
the barbershop.
Yeah, it's on. Is it on like Malcolm X or Adam Clayton Powell?
One
Adam
of those Clayton niggas. Yeah. Wait, what?
Adam Clayton Powell, another beige dude.
Are you just naming the next which, 40 people?
Is which that the property next lowering street name?
They live on Gary Coleman
well,
Boulevard.
He cleaned out
right?
the Christmas attics. Here's what's awesome about Luke Cage, because Luke Cage is like a corny. It's really a fucking good show.
It's
man.
A great show.
It's really good. Yeah.
I because told you I can't watch it because the
you didn't
black
think
community.
It was, you didn't think it was a little slow in the beginning?
It
black,
was.
I didn't watch it, Dante, because the black community said I can't watch it because the yes. actor has a white wife in real life.
Oh, my God.
The and my church said no.
Who,
so.
Jessica Jones?
No.
Oh, no.
No, this is that's a show. They're not married. You can watch it.
No, in real life. His
no,
wife
but
is white.
Jessica Jones is his wife in
no,
the comic
not.
Books.
That's not.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, they married.
Reva was his wife. Oh, in the comic books. Yeah,
yes,
not the show.
Jessica Jones.
Nerd off.
But wait, this is what's so good about the show. Dude, here's what's awesome.
If my calculations are correct, Jennifer Jones.
Jessica Jones.
Look at idiots.
I can't believe you're a beige hitch. Telling people how to hook up. The bad guy, Diamondback, is.
Diamond
awesome.
Head. He's amazing.
No, Diamondback.
Diamondback?
Diamondhead?
No, Cottonmouth.
Diamondback.
Cottonmouth.
Well, Cottonmouth is the
guy above
guy.
Him.
The ultimate guy.
This is what happened when girls get into comics.
Listen, I'll...
Yeah.
Who's the one with Diamond the face?
Hold on, Jock.
I like the one with
on.
The face.
I just like the cute one.
Listen, hold on, Jock Aaron. I'll take it from here.
Yeah.
Diamond Head.
Fight about who's white again. That was the fun part.
No, you like Luke Cage. So
I love
fucking,
Luke Cage.
Here's what's so cool about it, though.
I like Luke Cage. I love Diamond Ring. The one with the Diamond Ring. He's my
I like Diamond
no,
Necklace.
The guy
and cotton shirt.
All right. One at a time. The guy Cottonmouth is great. That gangster story is great.
He's the dude from Boardwalk Empire.
Right.
Oh, which dude?
The Geechee dude that shot Mike Britt.
I didn't watch the show, so there's no need for that.
Yeah, the guy shot him with Mike
yes.
Britt. Yeah.
Well, Mike Britt's on Luke Cage. Holy shit, Mike Britt's on Luke Cage.
He should be. He should be Luke Cage.
Yeah, he is.
Mike Britt is
he's got the rage. He's got everything.
But hold on, let me
say
something.
Sandy Koufax, he plays.
I know you got all comic book excited. I never thought I was going to release Dante's Nerd when I brought this up. What is going on? So fucking Luke Cage is like a corny dude because his cursing, he goes, "Sweet Christmas."
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is awesome because he's almost like corny Superman.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
not a dark, like, it's not that he's like
he's
a dark.
He's not Hood.
He's not Wolverine. Hood. Yeah, right. He's not Hood. Bye, right. Aaron. He's not Wolverine. Bye, Aaron. He's not dark, like Wolverine,
no.
You know, dark. But the story is really fucking dark.
Right.
So it's like he's a black Superman, like Boy Scout.
Right.
And he's forced to fucking be in the ghetto.
Yeah.
Because he got framed and shit. It's really cool.
He was a cop.
He was a cop that got framed. So. He's not
who framed them? Whitey?
No, his brother.
His brother.
They're
did
both
it.
Preacher kids.
Right.
Well, I can't talk about it. Unless
why
I'll,
can't you talk
I'll
about
spoil it?
It
and all
don't
that.
Spoil it for me, Kurt. Yeah.
But the bad
it's already
guys
bad are, enough. My reverence is against
Diamondback,
me watching.
Dude, Diamondback, I thought was because I read reviews where they're like,
yeah, I'm gonna definitely binge watch
it. Falls apart because they like Cottonmouth because he's like a realistic gangster. They don't. Diamondback's a fucking comic book villain. That's what's awesome.
Yeah.
It starts out like almost Godfather
wire-ish,
and then. When dope. And you know Diamondback's the guy. So when Diamondback shows up, he's like fucking the Joker, kind of violent. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah. Nuts. I didn't realize, psychopath.
You know, so
who
many,
plays him?
The dude from
that's the
no. What was the movie with the fucking?
I don't know what his name is. We can look it up. But the dude's remember. Fucking great.
Insurgent. Remember that you saw the second Insurgent.
Yeah. Insurgent.
With the
nice
the
who is the Insurgent?
The
it doesn't. They yeah.
I saw it, yes, with the girl.
It's nobody.
Yeah, okay,
name
so you remember
yes.
when they go back and the soldier that takes them back through the city?
Why don't yes, we, the skinny white dude?
Yeah, skinny well, black dude. Skinny black dude.
Why don't we just call up the picture instead
Tommy,
of
Tommy, do you know the skinny black dude he's talking about? Tommy's joining
the last,
conversation.
The last insurgent. Remember when they're going back through the city?
Okay.
Right.
I'm
there's
just going to show
a
him a
soldier
picture.
That has...
Light-skinned dude.
No, black dude.
This
black
guy.
Dude.
Is he light-skinned?
Right now. That's you'll it. Know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The
yeah,
description
yeah,
was
yeah.
terrible. Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, you're like, no, the thing with the other guy. Remember, there was a gun. That guy.
Remember the guy.
I just like, let's just Google. I mean, how lazy can I be not to just Google something?
I got to watch it, though. I definitely
but the thing is cool
can't wait
is
to binge watch it.
They're both not hood, is what you realize. Diamondback's not hood, neither. He's a crazy nerd, just like Luke Cage is.
Right.
And like, and that's what I like the best. And they were in this gangs, but they were like good kids.
Right.
Going back, you know? And so he's almost
it's like Sugar Hill.
He's like a Diamondback is like a Columbine.
Diamondback is the stepbrother.
So, you can't do a spoiler, right, dog. Why?
All right.
That's why I said a Sugar Hill. I already knew what Sugar
Hill.
Hell.
It's
like this it's nigga like don't know Sugar Hill.
I don't give a
see,
shit.
See, this white man don't know Sugar Hill.
I don't give a shit about spoilers, by the way.
Am I my brother's
hold
keeper?
Up. That's what they said.
Yeah.
So you know how much I got trained by these like pussies online? They're like, spoiler alert. Don't tell
spoiler
me.
Spoiler alert.
And I actually was like, whoa, don't spoil it for us.
First of all, it's been on long enough to fuck you. I'm telling the whole story.
Yeah, I'll still watch it.
Fucking, I know. You're right. I got trained.
You'd be like, hold on, spoiler alert, Godfather.
No, people have trained me, I realize.
Yeah.
Trying my hardest not to fucking
so now
do anybody wants.
It. Go ahead, spoil it. Take your,
so
take your power back.
They're fucking brothers.
Don't tell me.
I don't care. They're brothers, dude, that were friend of they had like a church father, their dad
half
a pastor.
So Sugar
like
Hill.
Brothers.
Ghetto
and twins.
So Sugar Hill.
They're
right.
Ghetto twins.
So the thing that's awesome about him, so he's twins. Obsessed with Bible scriptures, this dude, and his Bible's all highlighted like a crazy person.
Yeah.
And he's not
you
hood.
Used to be that person.
I never, but I hated highlighting. That's what's funny. Like
nothing
always,
good has ever come out of a highlighted Bible.
No, that's not. Listen, there's and
I gotta remember to get back to this with my rifle.
I gotta highlight this extra with my gun.
You only come back to the Bible with a rifle or your dick. That's,
yeah,
it's never gonna be good.
It's great. Oh. So he got like shit. Just so it's cool is. Lucas Cage was the more privileged brother of the two,
right?
Because
he was the whole brother,
right? And then the
whole
he was the side chick's son, and the other dude,
kid.
The other
Sugar
dude
Hill
was like
Sugar
a,
Hill,
whatever. He had a sweet. I know Sugar Hill. Just like let's move on. He had a fucking. he had a sweet like he was like a sweet boy trying to keep Luke Cage out of trouble.
Okay,
like he's like, come on, use your head and whatever. And
don't
he was the
fight.
Unloved brother.
It's not. It's bad
to
fight.
Not to fight, and he taught Luke Cage how to fight and shit. And then he just caught the bad break because he wasn't connected. Because his dad wouldn't acknowledge him.
Right.
Their dad was like a powerful, like, you know, one of those black pastors that has connections for shit.
Yeah.
Wouldn't acknowledge him. Yeah. So he just went straight all the way
all the way highlighted the Bible.
No, people like that in real life.
So he's really just a crazy nerd, which I thought was brilliant. And and all the gangsters are fucking scared shitless of him.
Yeah.
So you don't even see him for most of it, and you don't know what he's going to be. And it took me a while.
You don't even know who he is at first.
Because he's very dramatic sounding when he talks. And then you're like, oh, he's a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
And all these other gangsters are looking up to him because he just murders people at will.
Because he's psycho. Psycho always trumps gangster. Because you can't, because gangster, you can read.
That's right.
Well, gangster, psycho comes out of nowhere.
Gangster's a code.
But that's the weakness.
That's why I got left alone.
That's right.
Because I'll sit on a nigga's face and bite his nose off in front of his boys. I wouldn't give a fuck.
Gangster's like a group thing. I know, but psycho's just one person.
I knocked a dude out, put his ankle on the curb, and jumped on it till it cracked.
Yes.
After he was unconscious. And that was
that gets my dick hard.
Say
Dante, say spoiler alert next time. Spoiler alert, huh? Come on, listeners. Yeah, that's my favorite part of that. And that, so because the gang, I'm telling you, they do it really well. In fact, there's even a guy, Will Fredo, who you can tell is supposed to be Fredo.
Yeah.
Will Fredo made Will an executive Fredo. Decision.
Yeah.
But the guy Shades, that dude's great, and he's like the guy, he's like the emissary.
I didn't like him, dude.
I thought he was awesome.
I didn't like him because it was like, if you watch Power.
Yeah.
He was like Tommy on Power.
I don't watch Power.
See, he don't have these whack Tommy. References to go back to. That's why it's all original.
You would be like, this fake ass Tommy.
Holy shit.
Okay.
I have all the black references it goes to. I don't give a shit.
But no, you think it's all original.
He's a fake ass Tommy from Power.
When he said bye, Felicia, we all went, ooh, and I just forgot about it. They reference more than that. Listen, there's all that shit, but they reference way more than that. They reference all like. It's really well done, man.
And the Cottonmouth's cousin is kind of like this congresswoman that is like horse shit, upwardly mobile, black chick in Harlem.
She's fucking
selling
good.
Everybody down the river, but still.
She's
like the Alderman, in Good Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all don't know these black stuff.
Dude, I heard in the other Alderman who's the Davis. One from The Help?
Alderman.
No, it's Alfie. Yeah.
You don't know that one.
Who gives a shit?
Black people, nigga. That's who give a shit.
I don't even believe he's black still.
He says he is,
but Karen's looking more tan than him.
She has an illness.
I thought that came out of Karen.
She has a digestive illness.
I thought Karen just had Victor Venato disease.
It's Karen Venato.
Tommy.
Never mind Power. Shades is awesome. Man. But those two chicks.
It's a fake ass Tommy.
Who's the other one? Alfie Woodard plays the
Afro Woodard. Yeah.
She plays the.
The Alderman Davis.
But who's the one that I confuse her with all the time? Because she plays
Viola Davis.
So Viola Davis. Yeah. So fucking.
Viola Davis always like, bitch, you gotta get a husband.
Yeah, there's a whole niche market now. Of just like the black woman, when people have a nightmare of a black boss.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
you can thank Michelle Obama for that Davis. Too.
Yeah, but I'll
say this.
A strong
black woman in charge.
Who else?
I'll say this. What's her name, Alfie? They make her like kind of almost fucky in this. Like, because Viola Davis.
They make her girlish. Not at all. She has this, like, she has this like girlish thing where she gets all like,
she's
but
like
she'll
70.
Murder people.
I know.
She does it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Spoiling this whole fucking show.
Spoiler alert.
Shades has like a thing for her. And she kisses him at the
Nah, point. I don't think he has it. Because she kisses him and he's like, I don't know.
That's just because he has
no
lips.
He's all happy. You don't think he smiles? Yeah.
Nah, he's kind of like this old bitch. All right,
I
guess.
It's sexual for him, too. No,
he was calling her
best.
A sexy bitch the whole time.
Right.
But he could be gassing, though. I got to check this out.
He's a fake-ass Tommy. Fuck him.
Yeah, fake Tommy, ain't he?
I think he's fucking awesome. And then, dude, when he's mad at that dude, Zip.
Yeah.
Zip tries to kill him, he's like, he's such a disappointment. Like, dude, I love all of them are so breathy how they talk.
Yeah.
Because Luke Cage. We have to.
Yeah, that annoyed me the first three episodes.
I liked it the whole time.
Because it was
thought,
a
little.
Like
finger.
I like it when Kurt does it.
Yeah.
He's like Little Finger.
It's great when Kurt does it.
He's,
but on
he's
the
like Little Finger from Game of Thrones. He's the Little Finger of the show.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand. He goes, basically, Seagate wasn't shit.
Yeah, there's a long in the first three episodes. It's you got to get used to these long pauses between "I'm the king."
Dude, I thought everybody sold their shit. Yeah, right. And you know
oh,
what?
Really?
Yeah, it's long.
Dude, you know what people? You know what people were downing the when he comes out in his costume, his Diamondback comic book.
Because they
get Luke Cage in a Luke Cage costume,
cool. Right?
In a cool way that he's not going to wear all the time, but his old '70s
thing.
They find a way to do that. And by the way, it's awesome the shit Luke Cage goes through. Like, Superman never had to take any shit like this.
Oh, tell me about it. A black Superman? But he's got to go through more.
Yes, that. And it's not like... Listen, if this was some kind of preachy shit, I would hate... But it is even kind of preachy, but it's still awesome how they do it because it's true to the comic, what the guy, I think the guy should be, because he's a corny, like, Marvel superhero... level morals guy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like but 50s world, morals.
That's what's cool because he's basically bitch slapping people most of the time. He would kill you.
He actually plucks a dude unconsciously.
People think he murdered because they find people out with their chest cavity caved in that they think he did it because that's what he could do. But he won't do that.
But it's not him doing it?
No, he won't do that. In fact, he's so corny when people mug me like, young brother, this is when Jackie Robinson first played the game.
He's in the park on 119th Street.
He's like cornball fucking. Young man, this is where name for Christmas addicts. But it's cool because he's a corny superhero.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the world he's in is gritty as fuck. Like it's like point blank shots in the head.
It's Harlem, son.
That's my life. That's the life.
Dude, they didn't do an either or.
East New York, 92.
The jungle, nigga. Bed-Stuy, jungle.
Oh my God.
New York.
I'm trying to read books and shit, nigga. Niggas going at me.
Niggas like, oh, you read, nigga?
You read, motherfucker.
Oh my Lord. Let me tell you something. If you ever read a book, your neighborhood would carry you on their shoulders. Finally, the last one who couldn't read on the block. Finally, we can move on in the neighborhood.
Waiting for Sherrod to finish this pamphlet.
You go to hell, Kurt.
The show's great. Fake ass Tommy. But his costume is a comic book costume.
Right.
Okay. That I saw. Stupid ass Forbes magazine. They go, they down Diamondback. They missed the whole point.
Right.
It was they did this as a real life gangster thing. Then they put a real supervillain in, which is great.
Yeah.
So he comes out and he's the guy they're all scared of, and he's like a comic book villain. He'll just kill you at random.
Yeah.
He's the guy who kills henchmen shit. He fucking then he puts his costume on, which is the corniest looking fucking costume. But
he looked like a fake ass Tommy Stormtrooper.
The guy makes fun of him. He goes, "What are you? What do you call him? A something Stormtrooper?
Power Ranger? Your Power Ranger?"
But what's
and then
cool
he killed
is,
that dude?
No, he had to gave him powers like to match Luke Cage's.
Who gave him powers?
He had a suit.
Justin from Iron Man 2. Sam Rockwell played Justin Hammer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's his company, and they're the shittier. Purely on comic book terms, this is awesome because Justin Hammer. Tech is shittier than Stark,
right?
So of course it's gonna look cheesy
suit,
right? But on another level, this dude is a fucking nerd. He's like highlighted a Bible in a cell his whole life, and he's like, he would love to put. He's cosplaying now, okay. And they're all he's been murdering people. No one's everyone's afraid to tell him. Like, you know what I mean? That's what I liked about it. Is of course the costume should be corny. That's part of his character, you know. I thought it was fucking badass, but these people missed the point because they can't have three.
I feel
two
like I
at
like
once.
It more now that
dude. It was
Kurt
a
Kurt explained it.
Yeah, well, I.
But he's still a fake ass Tommy.
That's why I'm explaining this stuff because that shit to me was such a clever move.
Yeah.
To make Diamondback come in.
I thought it was clever the way
Kurt's going to have one of these white boy nerdy shows that play after the episode.
Bring in Mike Lawrence in.
And he explains it.
No, no, here's what we're going to have for Race Wars.
See?
Yeah.
This is for our subscriber content.
Okay, go ahead. Nerd it up.
Mike Lawrence, it's a show called Shut Up Nerds.
Uh-huh. You guys are crazy. Okay?
Now, me and Mike Lawrence, I promise you, he's going to argue. My points I just made about Luke Cage, which are dead on, by the way. He's going to fucking have the opposite point. Yeah. Mike Lawrence, like clockwork, has the opposite and therefore wrong fucking view. Okay? Now, here's the thing. If you see Mike Lawrence, you know, I mean, he's such unibomber, easy target to make fun of physically.
Yeah.
But he's no shriveling... Like, it looks like you're going to... I try to bully him out of his views. They make me so upset.
No, you can't do that.
No.
You can't.
No, he's steadfast.
He'll stick to his guns, and he'll stick you.
Yep.
So me and him are going to viciously argue, and then what we want to do is have a judge who's not even into this shit.
Me.
Like, have you? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then instead of deciding, and then we have a winner, and then so you're supposed to be the judge of who won.
Right.
Instead of giving us a score, you just mock both of us every episode.
None and done.
And then so we have the tally. It's just whatever the insult was.
I don't know how and either one of y'all ever saw pussy face to face. Karen, can you explain?
oh my God, I can't.
Please. It looks
it's forever a mystery.
The same way you're allowed to ruin white, nice white girls, my friend.
you ruin them more. I give them away. out. Listen, I better bitches.
I already copped to not voting for Trump for the same black reasons as Dante.
Yeah, yeah,
that's good.
That's right.
I'm slowly niggering myself out of everything. Slowly.
Don't put it on us, nigga.
I can't. That's the fucking worst. That's
You're
number one.
You're kerning your way out of it.
Once you get the stamp. This is what I realized. The stamp of nigger, the stamp.
Yeah.
When they point that out, there ain't nothing. Like, so there's so many things that's like, nope, that's you now.
Yeah.
So you go to jail. When you go to prison, you're a felon and can't vote anymore. That's officially like,
yeah.
Great, ain't nigger.
Yeah.
Stamped.
And
black people,
wondering,
we have to make being a nigger cool. We have to,
yeah,
we have make, to, flip,
yeah,
it.
To flip it.
We
flip
the whole society.
But it makes me laugh, like,
so you ain't got no felonies?
What
the fuck
what more?
You?
Like, if I think of all the things I have to do to be bounced out of. Like white society.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you was barely in white society.
I was hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, by not even a thread.
All I've asked was to just give me the stamp because I can't be on time for shit.
Listen, Louis C.K. just got the white stamp.
Yeah.
He didn't have the white stamp. He was nigger stamps from Chris Rock show. To Pootie Tang.
He was, well, you know
he
what
was
though?
Nigger stamped.
That's true.
But he made nigger cool.
Was, yeah.
But
he waited and then
lot,
kept
dude.
Doing his own thing.
He's on
Conan
loved
him. Yeah, Conan loved him. But he was still the head writer of a black show. And
was
that's
he
how niggas go like
that. Was the head writer.
Nope. It was Louis.
Louis.
And that's the stamp he had.
Yeah.
Even though he was winning Emmys, that's how they looked at him.
Well, who did? The industry or the
industry?
Fucking...
The industry.
Oh, I meant people in general.
Yeah, the industry.
No,
and,
the industry.
You know, and that's how, whatever the industry sees you as, that's how they're going to project it to the people.
No, yeah. This is what I realized about. I've never. I mean, there's people that are cool, like Anna Joanna, they were always cool to me. But
Kurt, you're going to have to change your comedy name to Kate Cray Money or something like that.
That was his original Philly name.
Honestly,
Kate
God,
Money.
I mean,
he was cool Bubba Kurt
about
back
comedy,
in Philly.
Dude, I never got
he had
anywhere.
A big hat.
I'm looking at a lot of
silly
big hats.
Hat. That would be great.
Yeah. It was only comics that I ever got hooked up from.
I love Cool Bubba Ice, man. I love him to death.
Oh my god, that dog!
Bitch, you got
hot.
An Assasaurus.
Oh man,
an Assasaurus.
Cool Bubba. Okay, let me just translate.
That's
some
Philadelphia
of
comedy. Too.
I know, but can I just translate the gibberish? Let's pretend this is not all inside. Okay, for God's sake, Cool Bubba Ice.
Is a black,
you know,
comic.
Yeah.
Black
a comic.
Big hat.
Yeah, and as you know, many black comedians.
Oh, he.
Let me finish, please.
All right. Say your dumb line. I
this
see
is crosstalk.
You're so
of the show.
So bad. Go ahead. Go say your dumb line.
No, if you got, did you guys want to reference a show that nobody saw?
No, I was gonna say.
And how about
it was
Mama's
Dave
family?
Chappelle.
That's right.
It was who Dave Chappelle kind of played when he played
the comedian character.
From Eddie Murphy movie with
right.
What is it?
But a cool. It doesn't matter.
Dr.
Doolittle.
Not a professor.
Oh, my
Nutty
God.
Not a professor, yes.
Yeah.
This is like, should be a pothead movie review show. Remember that movie with the guy from,
But he was doing Cool Bubba
with
the hat.
With the hat.
Cool Bubba is the same as a hamburger, is the same as a, the basically
now
all,
you're going really inside.
Everybody's got a hat.
Hamburger.
A name that should be on a menu.
Shucky Ducky.
Yeah.
What's for dinner tonight? Shucky Ducky? Ooh. Yeah. What if your follow-up course, Cool Bubba Ice?
That's right.
Ooh, hot chocolate lava cake is playing?
Ooh, Martin Lawrence? Oh, I guess that didn't work. Guess what, that didn't work.
Everybody gets a fucking...
Everybody don't. It's one out of every fucking 15 or 20.
In the Chitlin circuit when I went in...
The toothless lover.
Not only was everybody
he's
in
the
Philly,
tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth.
Yeah, that you have to get a name so you could do a thing like that. And I was told when I got in, like, yeah, dude...
That's Philadelphia.
You can't just go... With your name, you were never in those.
Nobody ever
rooms.
Said that in New York City.
And they did.
You
it
using
in the
your name?
They did it in places you didn't go. They did. They sure
yes,
did.
Yes, they did. Yeah, don't know. Some people,
everybody,
but then nobody said you had to do that.
Oh no.
Nobody said you had to do that.
There's no law. I'm saying the advice you would get being new in there would be like, first of all, first things first.
I knew right away if you wanted to be famous, like taken seriously in this business, use your fucking name.
Use your name.
Use your name.
But you knew, you know, you had at least some, like, because not everybody has a legend comic in their that.
But I could also had eyes and I saw Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy. I could see other people who I wasn't related to.
Fair enough.
Who were big stars.
It's like what you said, Philly. It's like you're in New York. So
it's like catchy. It's like Mississippi. If you go to like little anything. But
if you go to
Chitlin
Circuit, is anything out of New York City?
Right.
So let's keep it 100.
The Chitlin Circuit.
Anything not in L.A. or not in New York is Chitlin. That's how we looked at it.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you in these little pockets of comedy, yeah, they have to have a flashy name like Redbone Charlie or Sugar Ray, the human beast.
DC Benny.
Yeah, DC Benny.
Well, that's DC. He came up in the Black Woman.
Yes. But it was that kind of...
In New York, it's...
G. George from Valley Forge.
Yeah. Now, the Sun 1247 was one. You just got sunned.
That's it? Who? That was a real dude?
You just got burned by the sun. oh, my God, dude. I can't even go on about
that. That's great.
My friend Tommy Too Smooth, the man of too many faces.
Yeah. See, in Black rooms, all they have like made-up names like that. Yeah. In white rooms, the same equivalent is just all... Extra Jewish names.
Right. Well,
it's just extra Jewish.
Except
me,
my stage name is White Karen.
Oh, shit. Here come White Karen.
Are you fucking... Hold up.
Just because I want to start off with a surprise.
Please make a
White Karen.
That would
please
be great.
You, got, you need a catchphrase. Inappropriate.
No.
Wait, White listen. Inappropriate.
Don't even address it. Please call yourself White Karen. I never bring it up.
Yes. It's just like Fat Amy, the fucking girl who blew up in the movie.
Hosted by White Karen.
That's a million dollar idea.
Inappropriate.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine if they brought her up at Black Rooms like, but now, please welcome White Karen. Yo, listen.
It would be great.
That's a million dollar idea. Oh, shit.
I think that's the first time that's ever been good advice to get a fake name.
Yes.
That would be hysterical.
Yes.
You could not laugh.
Yes.
If they said, welcome White Karen. And
they'd be like, why do you call yourself white? Because I am.
Oh, and that's great. If anybody asked, she'd be like, I didn't think I even had to address it.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. White Karen. Because on Luke Cage, that Mariah, her name in the comics is Black Mariah, which I think is like a takeoff on something.
Wait, which one is Mariah?
Mariah
she's
is
the
Alfie
councilwoman.
Woodard.
Oh, yeah.
Black
yeah,
Mariah is a comic book character.
Yeah,
but I don't know if that's some kind of what's the other guy? Black something? Black Adam is not black. It's a
oh, he's just what it is.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
he's the bad guy. Black Adam.
Black
he's not
Adam.
A bad guy. No, he's not black. He's just it's like because he was so bad, like Black Adam, like he was.
He was a
dark,
Negro,
right? So you had the Adam, because you have the Adam,
not
you have
African
Adam, and
American,
then you have
okay, like that's black,
like like dark. You know,
evil black.
It's weird.
It's too close.
Black
Sherrod. They know what they're doing. They're trying to put black and evil together.
No, dude, Luke Cage is a good one, man. And
like devil's
food people,
cake.
Listen, because unfortunately, I know these people are going to get put off to watching Luke Cage simply because of the amount of SJW love because of the black guy doing a thing.
Right.
But it's so much better. It's like good beyond that. It's not.
It's not a black white
the fucking annoying of progressive, like, finally! Because, Iron Fist was supposed to come out, and they delayed it because the complaints he's not Asian. The cultural appropriation thing, you gotta just drop. That's for such... Now, I let it go if you're a female, because I know it's a girl thing. Like, you wore what I wore, I understand.
Yeah.
But you can't be a man and never say that. I mean, you can't.
But you just want to work, though. Everybody wants to work.
Yeah, but the dude was a white dude, though.
Yeah, but you got to make it, I say you.
And you have said it, and you're a man.
It's better
not
to stay close to what the original, I always like, they stay close to the comic book.
Sure,
personally.
Sure.
That's right, and that's what Iron Fist was. And by the way, it takes a thing, but people were mad when Luke Cage came out. When Power Man, he was called Power Man.
Right.
It's like a broke-ass name. It's great, dude. It's a great character. So he got protested back then because they were made because of the blaxploitation.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's cool. They made a blaxploitation because
he wears a blaxploitation shirt. That yellow shirt was blaxploitation with the big collar.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the fluffy sleeves.
Right.
And the crown.
Yeah.
That's what I wore to the prom.
The tiara.
It was a tiara.
Sherrod, your prom outfit.
The theme
outfit.
Was a night to remember.
Me too.
Sherrod, your prom outfit.
It was a night to remember.
Oh, please, can we dress up?
Oh, I was fully flat top, nigga, black tux, red bow tie because it matched my girlfriend's red dress.
Hot.
Yeah, we stepped through.
Yeah,
we stepped through.
And I had a sport, a jacket with a lining that matched my socks. That's how. Get in my car.
Dude, inappropriation.
This, so I read a thing that was almost like nauseating, like the powerful image of a black man in a hoodie that is bulletproof, and I rolled my eyes reading that review.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty cool, dude. And honestly, it is pretty cool. But it's not annoying.
Oh, and everybody wears
as annoying as it much as
he gets
it
the bullet
like,
holes in the hoodie.
Yeah,
and then everybody in the hood is rocking out hoodies with bullet wounds in it. Dude. With bullet holes in it.
Really?
Yeah, everybody starts selling. They start selling hoodies with bullet holes in it.
Oh, so now I can just bring up my old hoodie that got bullet holes in it already.
That's what I'm saying.
Now it's good again. It got a little blood on it too. Is that good?
No,
kids into the blood.
My God! I thought he was gonna bring back t-shirts with a drawing of your friend that got shot on him.
Rest in peace.
With an airbrush drawing of your friend.
That was good times. All right, we got to take a break real fast now. We're going to take a break. We got Dante Nero in the house. Tommy's here. We're going to get into some gay talk.
White Karen's on the other
one. Can we get into some gay talk, Tommy?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Michelle Obama's dress that she wore.
Oh, dude.
The gold one?
That was good, right?
Please,
dish. Yeah, good dress.
Can I end with my catchphrase? Go ahead. My white Karen
catchphrase. Bitch this week.
Pick your face up.
Thank you, White Karen.
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
We've all taken jobs and earned extra cash.
Yeah, you got to get a nice side hustle, man. And if you get the ultimate side hustle where you can earn money and it's quick and it's not a lot of time, you got to go for
What's
it. What's
a terrible side hustle you had?
I used to pimp. I pimped for 2 summers.
Okay.
It's more time consuming than you think.
It's not easy. I thought it was easy. It turns out it's not easy.
It's not easy, but this right here is easy. You can be an Uber driver.
Yeah, Uber really is the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber is a new way you can earn extra cash whenever you want. And it's not just another job. It's a totally flexible way to earn.
Yes.
You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber.
That's the most important thing about a side hustle. It got to be flexible. If you can be flexible hours and make big money, then you got something.
I know a bunch of people. I mean, I travel a lot, dude. I know you do, too. Yeah. So I have to use Uber to get to my gigs.
I use so much Uber.
And I can't tell you how many people I know, because I talk to the drivers, man. That's such a great side hustle because you pick the hours.
Right.
And if you want to work, long hours, you can stack some cash if you want to work long hours. If you don't, it's just a little bit of side.
Right. That's even if you're chilling at home and you find out that Uber needs drivers and you can just go in, you can just join in. You don't have to pre-register, but you already an Uber driver, you can just join the force when they're looking for more cars on the road.
Every day is payday when you drive with Uber because you can cash out anytime with Instant Pay. With access to Instant Pay, cash out your earnings up to 5 times a day with no minimum amount required. Dude, when it was all taxi cabs, do you know the bullshit? That's why they were such dicks about using your card to pay for cabs here in New York.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't, trying to get their money from the guy that runs the taxi stand.
It's a headache for them.
It's a nightmare.
Yes, yes.
So this is you walking into this job as a side hustle, getting your money the most fair, up-and-up way possible.
Easy way to get it, flexible hours. How can you beat it, man?
Look, there's not a better way to make a little bit of side dough without really shaming your entire family.
Yes.
I mean, I'll put it that way.
That's right. Stripping.
Okay.
Sucking stuff. You don't want to do that.
Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money right now. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
Side hustle, baby. Yes, we're back, Race Wars. Yes.
Yes.
Dante Nero still in the building.
In the building.
We got White Karen on the mic. Kurt's over there texting.
What's up?
What is that, White Karen?
My dads are here.
Perfect catchphrase. Tommy, what you got for us in the gay world?
It's real ass Tommy.
Real ass Tommy. I don't know. I haven't been very gay lately, I guess.
I don't know.
Michelle Obama, every gay guy I know was posting about her dress.
Okay,
good. It was kind of a ripoff of Meryl Streep's Oscar
dress.
You're just
being humble. Tommy stays gay.
Wait, what dress? What dress are we talking about?
She wore
the gold joint with the chunks, son.
With the top out?
Hold on, I got a picture.
It was a one shoulder. She had a sweeping bang situation.
Tommy,
eye.
Be honest. In the gay world, who's the number one,
straight
the hottest first lady of all time?
Michelle Obama.
Thank you. The gays love her. Look at that chunk.
That's just in every world,
chunks,
isn't it?
Son.
Wait.
Look at the booty.
Gold Versace.
God damn, the booty looking right. I got to say.
Crazy, right?
Can I see the
body crazy?
That's the first lady booty, son.
a booty.
Oh. That is the best dress any first lady's ever worn in the history of this country. Is that dress?
Oh my gosh, she's got a nice fucking.
Now what is it about Michelle Obama that the gays like, Thomas?
The turtle pond?
That she's into people being thin.
Oh, okay.
That's been her biggest issue in the
Karen,
White House.
Did you see that dumper on a?
On a Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle got a dump dump.
I've been talking about Michelle. Oh, what?
Michelle got a dumpity dump dump, right? Baby.
Michelle.
Yeah, that's
now, hold on a minute. Wasn't Jack, because Jackie O is in like Hustler, because
First Lady
pictures.
Junk right there.
Was Jackie
really?
O?
No.
You don't remember that?
No, yeah. I don't remember Jackie O and Hustler. No, I don't
that's
remember.
Right.
That's
right. Yes, that was a huge thing. It's in the movie.
What? Which you movie? Might be right.
It's in the People versus
Larry Front. Yeah. Oh, shit. He has some pictures.
That's gross.
Yeah, so find the Jackie O picture, because Jackie O was the one that was like the fuckable first lady, right?
Yeah, she was the hot one first.
But wasn't she a little catatonic? She seemed a little like pilled out while she was.
That was all of them. That's how you just got by back.
Maybe that's why Michelle Obama.
Michelle got world star junk.
That's how you get by now.
Like
I mean, and that's how you get by. Well,
world star junk right
there.
But yeah, Jackie O was number one, though. The Camelot days.
Now, there's no good shots of Laura Bush, but I was a Laura Bush.
Yeah, Laura was a cutie. You got to give Laura her props. She was a cutie. Yeah.
Is there any Laura
as far as first ladies are concerned?
Her daughters are cute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've
now,
been on TV
with Tommy's taste. He likes more of a Barbara, if you get what I'm saying.
Bush. Actually, George Bush was very handsome. The second one,
Yeah,
he was super handsome.
As far as presidents, do you think he might have been the most handsome in the last couple years?
It's obviously Obama. It's the Obamas are the best everywhere. Come on.
You damn skippy, man.
Real that's real
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I hate that.
Dude, I could only find
somebody put on the electric slide.
I could only find Lauren Bush bikini, not
Laura.
Laura.
She killed a guy though.
Laura.
So that makes her like automatically
hot. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? With
she's
what?
Dangerous.
She killed the guy with a car.
With a car.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, she just ran over someone.
No. And it was her boyfriend when she was like 17. I don't know if alcohol was involved, but she was driving and he died.
Oh. Yeah. It was a rough breakup. That's maybe what they that's what they call a Texas
perhaps
breakup.
She could get, perhaps she could have a sex change and be known as Lauren Bush.
Lauren.
And get out of her vehicular manslaughter charges.
And she was fine. You could every white person get to kill one white person or two black people. And be fine with
it. We used to when America was great again. Back when America was great again, we did.
Yeah. Are you watching the debates tonight, Thomas?
I guess so. This will be the first one that I've watched.
This is the last one, by the way, Thomas.
The last one. I know, but it's over, right? Is it over?
And we ain't vote yet.
I know, but it's over. It's over.
You thinking Hillary's going to walk away with it?
I don't know. I mean, that's what the New York Times is predicting.
Yeah, they predict a lot of things that ain't going on.
I'm going on a bus to Philadelphia to vote the day of November 8th.
What are you,
in
a Spike Lee movie? Sounds awful.
White Karen on a bus. Get on the bus, White Karen.
I'm going to have 2 hours to work on my act.
Man,
as White Karen would say, let's pierce it.
Oh, she got so many catchphrases. Man, I think this debate might be good. It's the third one. It's the last one. Trump's got to come out hard.
He's going out hard.
It's in Vegas.
What could he do harder than show up with all those women last time? That was unbelievable.
Right? The Bill Clinton accusers?
What they accused
the
Paula Jones. Speaking of, wasn't she in Hustler?
He has a whole lineup.
She was one of them.
He has a whole lineup, though, of like other new women he's bringing now. This
yeah,
is
so many
really?
Women.
Yeah, it's a whole roster. He found new ones.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not wrong about Bill Clinton, but
no,
you know,
no.
He's like, right, he's right about that, right?
But
well, they all,
I do. I would
yeah,
have liked
if,
to have
if
seen
he was,
Bill Clinton shake
if,
her hand.
If it happened before Bill Clinton got elected, he probably wouldn't have got elected. At,
like
that,
if it all
at that time.
Well, some of the stuff came out first, the Paula Jones and all that shit.
Yeah, but it wasn't, he didn't get nailed like he got
right,
nailed
like,
afterwards.
Yeah.
He was already in office. If
there was no come on address before.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It was a,
if that would have happened earlier.
He would have
Gary Hart at his career. Remember Gary Hart?
Yes, that was
Gary Hart.
You
see, side joint? About it.
No. Yeah, the Gary Hart had a side
Jennifer
joint.
Jennifer Flowers,
got,
was it?
Boom, oh, done.
Jessica.
I don't know
what was her name. She would get it too.
Was Jennifer Flowers one of the four women?
Yes.
Yeah, that was one
brought,
of the Bill Clinton
brought,
thing. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But Jessica.
How you have mixed up with the Jim Baker, bitch? What's the
but Gary Hall was had pit, they had pictures
oh,
of them
Jim
on a
Baker
yacht.
Tammy
yeah.
Faye's husband.
Yeah.
Did he cheat on her? I didn't
yeah,
know
they
that.
All cheated. Yeah. Oh, remember he was on crying on TV? I have seen.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Against
okay.
my wife. Against my wife.
Have you forsaken me?
Yeah, he did time too. Yeah. They embezzled money and shit.
Yeah, they got busy. He had a side joint.
I like Tammy Faye Baker though. She was sweet.
She had like
a couple nice VH1 shows.
Yeah. Eyelashes like spiders.
Yeah.
Hey, what's Charlie's last name?
Wojcik.
Charlie
Wojcik.
Murphy.
It's Wojcik.
Young Charlie?
Yeah, Young Charlie.
Charlie Wojcik.
Okay, I'm going to, because I'm trying to help Young Charlie.
Check him out on Crest Mouth.
He's, Young Charlie works downstairs?
Yeah, little
the little kid just now?
He's from the
outside?
He's a full war veteran.
Yeah, he's a veteran.
The little kid with the glasses?
The chai boy.
He's a chai boy.
He ain't shit.
He got a little gun.
No, dude, he's the one that they
got an M8 instead of an M16.
Who wanted to keep him?
The Afghans. They wanted to keep him as their
special. Because he's adorable.
As their special T-man.
Yep.
Yeah, no, they go.
They're chai boy because he's so sweet.
Yeah, chai boy.
He tastes so sweet. He's the chai boy.
Yeah, no, they told him. They go. They would the translators. They'll go. They would keep you.
They wouldn't kill him. Like,
all the Americans be tortured and killed. They would keep you
and fuck them.
And the translators were like this. Like, well, I envy them.
When Charlie was on Crass and Mouth,
really?
He said,
yeah.
When he did Crass and Mouth, he said that his commanding officer kept joking he was going to like give them Charlie to end the war. But he would do it so often that Charlie started to like be nervous that he was about to be given.
He thought somebody was going to fuck him in his butt?
He thought maybe there was something to it, that he was going to be given as a peace offering.
Yeah, because they all talked about it. Like,
you know that would have solved the war.
We should just round up some power bottoms that want to just, you know, volunteer their lives.
It sounds like we just got to volunteer.
Honestly, Hillary's most shameful moment as Secretary of State.
Real ass Tommy.
Where do I enlist?
Real ass Tommy.
If Hillary was serious about being Secretary of State, she would have offered up Charlie Wojcik as a peace offering.
Well, she
and
had
ended
Ronan
the war,
Farrow
and
in
ended
her
the war.
State Department.
They like little shorty rocks. They like short dudes like that, huh?
Little boy faces.
They like a little shorty rock.
Yeah, they like that. Twink shorty boys. Rocks fucking sweet faces.
Oh. We call them spinners.
Do you?
Spinning around.
People
too good.
Yeah, that term's used pretty universally. Spinners, I've heard that.
Okay, see, I don't know where
I never heard it as referred to for a little boy, but I don't know. I haven't lived like you guys.
Well, I mean, you
sounds
gotta,
exciting.
Hey, you got to read and get out
and
there.
And do you
and travel.
Push him? Do you spin him around like you hit his dick every time he spins
sure,
around?
Sure, that's ignorant. Sherrod, that's being
I'm just trying to figure out the science.
No, Sherrod, there's a basket. You hang them. Fucking God. It's not pretty obvious, dude. You lower the basket and spin the basket.
If you're Luke Cage, you just give him a very gentle flick.
I know. Yeah. He would knock a bitch's clit off.
Oh, my God.
Luke Cage, that puts it in.
Wow,
he reined it in okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he picked that chick up. Yeah, he picked up that detective.
And he banged
Misty
her.
Night.
Yeah, but he didn't fuck right through her chest
right.
cavity. Do you
but
know
is he like rock hard? Did they show his cock?
No.
Did you assume what the cock was?
I did.
What was it? Real hard?
No.
And veiny?
We had to draw
it.
Yo, and she had a fatty.
Yeah.
She had a fatty.
Who, the cop chick?
Yeah.
A fatty what?
A fatty bumbalatty.
Yeah.
Oh.
She had a bun toast. Rum roast. I mean,
Sugar Hill.
There was no transition between talking about this guy's cock to she had a fatty, and I had no idea what. I was like, is this what black people do?
Melded together.
Oh, that's still my favorite thing. Man.
She had a fatty. It was veiny.
Yeah, I didn't know what you meant at all for a second. No, yeah, Misty Knight was hot looking.
I'll beige hitch a gauge, dude. I don't care. I'll do it. I hitch everybody, son.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's what it's about.
Let me. We didn't even really get into
what
Dante's hitch work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So Lenny Marcus. Me and Lenny Marcus get married this
now,
weekend.
How did you help Lenny just summarize?
We all invited
I can't
for
talk
Dante.
About, I can't talk about it. I can't tell you. He asked me not to
Dante's
talk about
Dante's not
it.
Invited. He's the one who's responsible for the relationship.
Basically, Dante.
Does anybody remember when Kirk called him beige Hitch? As though Hitch were not already beige.
Yeah. Will Smith is the king of the beiges.
I do not want to say beige Hitch. Yeah. It's too much like bitch. You can't say that.
He is our president.
That's right. So Lenny's getting married.
Will Smith is our president.
Lenny's getting married Sunday. I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm coming back from homecoming in Maryland.
You just said to me, yo, you going to Lenny's match?
I just assumed nah,
I didn't even know there was a match.
I had a road gig that I canceled to be there. That's how important it was to me.
And
Tommy's
I'm not,
going.
And I am not Tommy going too.
Yeah, I had a plus one. And I was like, I gotta bring Tommy. He's like, you know what?
And I'm not even invited.
She hates you though.
Well,
that girl, that bride don't like Dante.
Really?
Because he taught Lenny the science to keep her.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wait, how does she know?
She's an adult who made a choice.
Because everybody kept talking about it on the podcast.
Wait a minute. This is what I don't understand. Why would she be mad at you if the Lenny she's getting is making her happier?
because
she's a woman.
It just, I don't know. I mean, is it imagining I just said what tricked? It was. I just said what like, it was.
Maybe we just assuming that she's angry or something. Maybe I didn't get invited. Maybe the invite got
I saw that he didn't invite.
He didn't even mention it.
Look, when he had a problem, he called me. So
a problem with what?
Oh, if he had a problem, he called me, and then you know when he got married, I was like, you know, we just don't talk about it. Nobody's allowed to talk. I'm not supposed to talk about it on a podcast.
So why wouldn't you be invited though? You're a comedian still. So
because you know because
she don't like you.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not. It stirs up some shit, and he's really not. My thing is that you're not really following the game if you worried about whether or not she invites me or not.
You saying he abandoned the game?
Yeah. So it's gonna.
Abandonment.
Can somebody let Mo in, please? Shelby, you let Mo in.
It's so he abandoned what you taught him, and now he's reverting.
It's gonna be a problem.
He's losing hand. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. You don't want to be reminded of that on your big day.
Yeah, but you gotta be like, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, you don't give a fuck. So it is what it is.
I got both hands, 2 feet.
And if that's how, because if you get soft, that's how you lose.
White Karen has something to say about that.
All right, what White Karen?
Heart, eyes, skull, head, forward pointing arrow.
What's that?
That was brilliant.
It's all just emojis.
Oh, don't.
Do you
want to
get him in here, Moe's?
Small whale.
Karen, let him get just
I
real
can't
fast.
Believe you fucking.
Oh, Tommy, you going up? Okay.
Oh, you're leaving?
Yeah.
How did you think emojis were going to work? Come here. Yeah.
You guys hung on the way out. Y'all should have hung on when you passed. You should have really hugged out.
Yes.
Should have really hugged out.
Say hi to White Karen. White Karen's throwing out gold and then
you're
trying
White
to
Karen now?
I'm White Karen.
Yeah, what were you before? Greedy.
You were black albino Karen?
Pick the banana Karen.
I'll take your pitch.
Before I was boiled shrimp Karen, but now I'm just White Karen.
Yeah. She was more pink then.
Oh, Karen Venado.
Yeah. She gave flamingos their color.
They used to call her the flamingo.
Right. What's going on with you, man?
I'm just here. I'm here late because Kurt. It's just the worst person ever. You're
phone.
The worst.
You sing
I mean,
it to the choir.
Honestly, I can go through my phone right now, and there's texts dating back from a month.
Yeah.
A fucking month. And you're like, God, do race wars when you're in New York, and then like you're like 8 days later.
Wait, hold up. Do you think that I'm doing the show and I answer the door here too? That's their fault.
No, it's Kurt's fault. Okay. You text them, didn't you?
All I'm saying
is my phone's off because I'm doing a show. Someone should have helped you come up here. So anyway. None of it's my fault, even a little bit.
No, it's
I don't
fault.
Know why. No,
it's
well,
Kurt.
First
it's
of all,
Black Kurt.
Certainly everything up until the point that I hit that buzzer is your fault.
What was that?
I mean, there was like 15 text messages trying to make this happen.
Right.
Of just like, yeah, dude, hit me up in 3 days. And then I get a text at 7. You want to come to the show tonight?
Because, you know, I do. I couldn't remember.
In 10 minutes?
Well,
like, do I have a teleportation?
Here's what happened. I had 3 people ask to be on, and I couldn't remember.
Luke Cage?
Yeah, I had 3. One was Luke
Cage. Diamond Back.
I had 3 people.
You mean fictional people who were getting on before me?
We talked an hour and a half on Luke Cage. No, you locked outside. We got a real fucking person in.
We were trying to get Opie and Anthony together on here. Listen, we had all reasons for the whole thing. None of this is because I'm the worst.
By the way, can we talk one more thing about Luke Cage in the Daredevil?
Okay.
What's that?
Can they just update what Hell's Kitchen is like?
Oh,
you know
like
what I mean? It's like how come he's not fighting off like a gay nightclub next to an Asian fusion spot? Like, this is not Hell's Kitchen anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You know what? You know what the explanation is, supposedly? Okay. Because that is, because it's like, wow, the Yakuza is a force
in New York?
Ninjas are a problem in New York.
I mean, there's fine if there's ninjas,
but
like the night
it's because the Avengers battle
ruined
the economy of Hell's Kitchen, and then it became like this horrible ghetto.
Oh,
that's why it was all fucked up.
Fucking
from
Giuliani.
Avengers.
Yeah, that's
right.
Classic
Stop
Giuliani.
And frisk.
Look at you see, it was the Avengers battle. He says Giuliani. See how he does? He blames the wrong people for the wrong things.
It's
Giuliani.
Really
right. Yeah.
It's Giuliani.
That's White Karen.
It's definitely Giuliani.
That's White Karen.
So you leave town
Giuliani
tomorrow?
Giuliani clean this town.
Yeah, I got doing some little bar shows in Minneapolis.
Nice.
Not bragging.
Nice.
So one of those great gigs that you take, and then like I'm landing at 11. Maybe it's just people ignore me. Maybe that's what it is, because I realize I'm flying there in the morning. I'm still on the thing. Like, So who's picking me up at the airport?
Yeah.
Can I get that guy's number?
What,
can
oh, I oh, the
it's shit. Man. Oh, they do, but it's sort of like there'll be a guy, and you know it'll be a guy who shows up and like his stuff's in the back. He's like, me and the wife aren't talking, so I'm kind of living in this car right now. Just push the baby food to the side. Push the baby to the side, too. You ever got that guy who picks you up and you're like, he's driving you to the hotel and you're so depressed by the time you get there, you can't even do the show?
I've had a lot of... you know what? I had a lot of guys that got breakup. I didn't have a divorce guy.
Oh, I had Stanford and Sons in Kansas City. I had the guy who was just like... And you're it was like interesting. Craig. Well, not Craig. It was the guy who was picking people up for Craig. And I went there 3 years in a row, and I saw the trajectory of this guy's life go down.
Every time you saw him.
Oh, yeah. Which guy was that?
It was a big guy.
It's like looking at meth heads like a mugshot.
Yeah, exactly. He was in a minivan the first year. Like, yeah, things are good. But we're making it happen. The next year, it's like the minivan's a little rugged. The next year, he's like in an old truck. Yeah, had to sell the van. And you're like, well, I guess my rate's actually going down, so our lives are going to the toilet
together. Yeah, holy shit!
Dude, his Obama stickers slowly turned to Trump stickers. I'll get that truck.
His Bush Cheney stickers turned.
Bell the wall.
His Bush Cheney stickers. Yeah. I was out there with a guy named Squishy Man. Was the opener for me.
A white dude.
No. He was like another one of these like daywalkers over here. claimed to be black.
I think anytime you're talking like an adjective or a noun for a name, it's black always dude. Black dude. Yeah. It's just like food stamp. Wasn't that a guy back in the day?
That's my uncle. He was cool.
Right. And
he was
good.
And that's why Chicken killed himself.
Chicken. Doodle Brown. It was Doodle Brown.
Doodle Brown.
Was Hamburger. Doodle Brown?
Yeah.
Good
God.
Doodle Brown.
Yeah.
And then, you know what's sad? It turned out Doo-Doo Brown was like Queen Latifah. That's his real name, Doo-Doo.
Wild
just
Will.
Was his name.
Remember Wild Will?
Yeah. No. He was like...
He's from Philly?
He's New York cat.
Okay. Yeah, he was a scary dude.
Who was the hamburger guy?
Hamburger. Oh, yeah, hamburger.
His name was like Hamburger Jones?
The most referenced
it was just Hamburger.
Yeah.
But this is...
Joke.
That's isn't it like... Okay, that guy did pretty well.
Do you understand what it was?
He made a lot of money.
He didn't swear.
Yeah, he didn't swear. I know. Yeah. Like you go to the...
Hamburger.
Yeah, you go to the Caribbean, they say, cheese on bread. And that means Jesus Christ. It's some fun...
Really?
It's some annoying food related
thing. You got to get away from the hotels when you go to the Caribbean.
No. I lived for a year in... 6 months in Barbados.
Well, you was going to fucking medical school?
Well, dude, if you're a white Jewish guy like me, you have to travel across the world to be exotic.
Okay. I thought you were...
If you're on an island of 98% black chicks, they're like, look at this guy with the back hair.
I thought you were...
Who's Keanu?
Look at this hairy gross. But dude, when you think like you take a name like Hamburger, like... How you're putting a limit on how high you can go?
Yeah,
right.
But you didn't know that then.
Yeah, you didn't know
like,
what there was.
You thought you might be able to like become like a big like dude, producer yeah, guy. And this like, produce was a hamburger.
That, all of that happened at the height of Def Jam when Def Jam dropped. Right. So it was these guys never had those aspirations in the first place.
Right.
It was being ghetto rich or ghetto famous, and so you had to have. Something like White Karen. You had to have a you had
to listen.
They
when
made
White
sure
Karen
that
out,
White Karen was booked on the show days in advance.
Well, White Karen's got juice. I mean, she did when she was Shrimp Karen.
But if you look at all the guys who performed and all the guys who kept their real names, that's the guys who still stars now.
Yes.
Martin Lawrence, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock.
It had to happen. It was either going to be Def Jam or there was going to be real superheroes and they would have done that. But either way, those crazy names, that craze was going
to remember Wyatt, the one man riot.
I don't know, but I'm gonna fucking look that up.
He was a fireman.
I'm gonna look up that 8-track. Yeah, 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 yeah. Home.
I think he did Def Jam.
But Hamburger made a lot of money.
No, Hamburger did. I mean, he was the original.
You said that like
Hamburger.
Hamburger made a lot of money.
Hamburger, he made a lot of money.
Hamburger, he made a lot of money.
Hamburger, he made a lot of money.
Meanwhile,
I sound like Obama. Hamburger made a lot of money.
Hamburger, we live. Hamburger. Why didn't he start saying Hamburger?
But everybody caught on to everybody. It stuck into everybody's head.
I mean,
you even never saw him before,
I think I saw like
8
episodes of Comic View. I definitely remember that, you know?
Lil Kev was the bastard.
The bastard.
Yeah, when I met Little Kev, he was when I met yeah,
the
he, when I met Kev, he was Little Kev the bastard with an A. Little Kev the bastard.
Little Kev the bastard. So it's like if you were
wait,
to
what's
book
the
him,
origin of that name?
Well, you know how some people fuck they get married. My dad was a traveling man.
Oh my God, Kev is the richest. motherfucker on the
like, oh yes,
of people that I've like been stood within an inch of in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Like,
wait, you're talking about Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Dude, he, Kevin Hart was Kev the Bastard?
The Bastard? Yeah, yes. Kev the Bastard.
And now he made $87 million.
Dude, I met Kevin.
It's Kevin Hart.
Okay,
who's the real Bastard?
I take, no. I'm not even the Bastard. I'm just the broke piece of shit.
Yeah, but you know why? Kev was a fucking businessman.
Oh, from the beginning.
Like, yeah. He was a business, I mean, straight up a businessman. So he was like doing smart shit. Well, let me, like, I got into this to be a jerk off. Like,
yeah. I want to tell
you. He didn't do that. He got into because he. So, dude, I see how he got every.
Yeah.
I want to tell you a story about fucking Barry Katz.
Oh, Barry, huh?
So, I when I was first doing comedy, somebody, Wayne Ratta, conned me into cleaning out Barry Katz's storeroom with all the videotapes from everybody, DC Benny, and Dave Chappelle. And he was like, well, you get some one-on-one time with Barry Katz. No, not at all. And I'm fucking packing things. And I, so Barry came down to just to pay me $50 for 8 hours work.
Jesus.
And he go, I said, so I go, hamburger. No, I said, I asked him what was his biggest regret. He said, Kev came to him and was like, yo, Barry, I'm ready to rock. Let's do this. Yeah. I'm ready. And Barry was like, just calm, just wait. And he always says his biggest regret was the fact that he didn't think that Kev was ready. He just kept telling Kev to wait. Yeah. And he just didn't think. He said, your time is coming, your time is coming. And that's when he hooked up with Dave Becky. And
right.
And he was like, that was the one. He said, I just didn't see it.
Bless you, White Karen.
That's an odd way of.
Thank you.
That's an odd way of. I kind of get how Barry thought with that too, but like
it was a different time too, where was, you had to kind of wait to your like when we came up, it was like you had to for your chops.
I saw Kev started the week before me, so I saw from the start, and he like he's he was like an unprecedented thing to people, like the way he took off.
Yeah,
you know, so if Barry had a little more foresight, like Barry's instinct was kind of right because it's normally a bad thing to take off.
Yeah,
you know,
too quick.
But he didn't understand that Kev's like
Kev's a phenomenon.
Like he's gonna be a phenomenon. It's not a thing of he's Chris Rock.
No,
he's not that.
Right.
So
Kev is
star. Like,
different.
He should have just been getting him into what he should.
Kev was fearless.
It's like maybe we go to college when he's
even
in the
NBA. Even
before
he was had
usually
it together.
A terrible
Kev's
idea.
Not a
sometimes.
Fundamentals basketball.
Well,
player.
It's the same with Ali Wong. She started like 2 years after me in San Francisco, and I remember like within like 3 months it was like, oh, this whole crowd's here to see Ali Wong. Like, you know what I mean? Like she just.
Yeah, this is where
Kev San Francisco.
Because
I saw this.
That's different than Kev because that's a Chinese. Look, anybody Chinese, Filipino, Indian, and I never understood this because I couldn't fathom
It's fan base.
I couldn't fathom going to I can fathom a fan base.
No.
I couldn't fathom if I was Mexican and it was like Mexican comedy night featuring Mexican Joe. And
I feel like you're
pepper,
close enough to Mexican in that shirt.
Pepper.
Tackle.
So do they wear a lot of flannel?
There's a lot of flannel, I feel like, outside Home Depot.
I didn't have it buttoned like this. Well, they're working, that's why.
Beef burrito.
I couldn't fathom wanting to go to a show people that sound like how I taught all that, the whole show, and you can be assured they'll be. That's the Def Jam change.
Yeah.
Because Def Jam's almost a response that you could never see these people on TV.
Right.
So then they're like, look how much money they made. Well, let's copy it. And it's like, then it became these awful segregated
knockoff
nights. But people are dumb enough because when I was a kid, how old are you?
Because believe it or not, Def Jam had black, white, everybody on it.
Not only that, and I remember.
Voss did.
Just comedy, just stand up in general, the improv and all that, those shows that you'd see on like A&E.
Yeah.
That I used to watch, the Comic Strip Live show. Yeah. I'd see it was like a grab bag of shit.
Right,
it was
there
was all kinds of fucking things.
Right,
and it was actually really pretty diverse. To use the modern word, that's what I saw.
Yeah,
Def Jam is what made diversity start to go away, and not on purpose.
I don't think so.
I'm not blaming it.
You know what? I'll tell you what made.
Def
Jam didn't make it go away. Comic View made it go away. Def Jam was actually Def Jam was an array of black comics, but it was a lot of different kinds. It was the bastardization of black comedy was Comic View. It wasn't Def Jam.
Right.
Def Jam, you had a lot of different styles, of different people.
But then Def Jam started to suck at the end. Def Jam in the beginning, I'm always blown away because I forget the comics they had on like the first couple seasons.
Comic View was where Comic View was the bastardization of it. And then when they started doing okay, here's a topic, and here's 10 comics doing the same joke. Shit,
yeah.
That, like, that's I was awful. Like,
there was like six. Have you ever been around someone whose breath is so bad you gotta put gum in your mouth?
Then it's like,
I have done that.
Mike Cameron, what do you say to that?
Hamburger. Hey, dude, I gotta fucking go. All right. And I feel bad.
Don't feel bad, buddy.
No, don't worry.
I just wanted to let you promo something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I got this hour special coming out on CISO November 3rd called Negative Reinforcement. And
good for you, man.
I'm happy. It's my first hour, so yeah.
That's
amazing.
No, I remember talking about this with you because of fun.
So I'm excited. Anyway, White Karen, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov, guys. That's basically what I came here to say. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Take care, brother.
Mo. Like a young... we met once before. Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago? What? In The Godfather 1?
When they shot him at the fucking toll booth?
Fredo.
Fredo.
Sonny.
He's Sonny. He's got a sunny head.
He's Santino.
Everybody knows Sonny had a temper. Like Tracy Morgan said, if Sonny had easy pass, he'd still be alive.
Santino had a temper.
He was easy pass away from living.
Oh, God. He's sitting there trying to get the ticket. Hit the bus. Just go. I can't. They got cameras here. That was a little anticlimactic that the favor he needed from the funeral guy was just to make Sonny look really nice.
Make him look nice. But so really, his mother could see him.
Yeah, I'm like, you know,
they shot him 400 times.
Was the field director's like, yeah, okay. I mean, I thought you were going to want my firstborn. So you guys want me to do my regular job that you're paying me to do.
I'm good with this.
Okay, we're even.
Him saying it to him, though, is like, if you fuck up, you're going to be in the casket, too.
Oh, no,
too.
I put more holes in his son. Hey, you that funeral director, and you just fucked up somehow.
Somehow I shot him three more times.
I read the thing wrong.
Shooting him.
Oh, you wanted his mother to recognize him. Okay, guys. Real quick, you just gotta like put like a fucking draw face on him.
A little paper.
Hold on. It's just like a mask and Marlon Brando.
It's just a Brad Pitt fucking magazine clipping.
A smiley
Wilson,
face.
The volleyball.
He just puts a William Shatner.
Well done.
It's just a kind of ball.
Well done.
Oh shit. Alright, that's it. That's the episode.
We did it once.
Sensei, thanks for
White
coming
Karen,
down.
Thanks for having me.
I'm with her.
I have something to say. Hold up.
What?
People of San Diego, I'm coming to the Great American Comedy Company.
Oh.
Great American Comedy Co. in San Diego, October 27th through 29th. I'll be doing my hour. And then I'll be back in New York November 15th.
There you go.
You Made It Worse.
Yes.
It's just me and Barry. Before we kick off our tour, we're going to do it one more time. Because that Village Underground show was killer.
Yeah, I got to do a couple over there.
Dude, it's a great place to do a show, and the fucking crowd was unbelievable.
I just want
to people couldn't fucking get in, dude. That's how great it was. So I'm doing another one so you can get in on this one, November 15th, 8 o'clock Tuesday night, November 15th. And then if you're in San Diego, I'll see you October 27th through the 29th at the Great American Comedy.
Dante, you got something?
Yeah, I want to plug the Beige Phillip show. Also, yes. I do one-on-one consultations at SaveMeDante@gmail.com.
Oh.
You can let me save your marriage, and then you can just not invite me to the wedding.
That's why they call them Beige Hedge.
And don't forget the Beige Phillip show is my podcast. Check
the
it out.
The one-on-one shit sounds like interesting.
I'm killing it, too.
Dude, I bet you are.
Dante, helping people get right.
Yeah,
we didn't get into. See, that's the thing. That's why I didn't want to get too much into you guys' dark nostalgia. because I wanted to get into Dante's.
Dante has the best.
I'm telling you, man, the dude has a great fucking like way of going about doing.
Well, here's the other thing,
it's going to be when you hear that.
I know.
And it's deeper now because I started implementing evolutionary psychology into the whole pickup attraction relationships, all of that. Now
how has no one pitched you to Vice? They should be following you around.
They should be all over it.
There should be cool smoke effects and stuff.
They should be all over it.
Yeah, so I'm actually showing the connection between the genetic 200,000 years of genetic predisposition to the actual social contract of marriage fidelity, relationships, living together, all of those things.
Yo,
and
you
got to
come back on Crass the Mouth, will you?
Come
me and Tommy do it now. You're going to really like it. And also,
I have a half chub.
Well, if you haven't checked it out, check out Crass the Mouth. But also, me and Tommy are rebranding.
That's
and
right.
We will unveil it next week. So if you guys would please join us, we would be delighted to have you.
Yes. Yeah. And don't forget Black and White on A&E. And don't forget my new ESPN sports show's coming on in like 2 weeks on 98.7.
Black and White's back on. Yes.
Next four episodes.
This evolution thing better be good. We didn't even get into it.
It's good.
I'll come the years of study it would take to make assumptions like that.
Yeah, but about 4 years. About 4 years
I've
been looking at
it. I will hear Dante out always.
Right. Race was. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Peace.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.